This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Just weren't feeling it last month, were you? Retail sales, we learned from the good people at the Census Bureau this morning, fell 0.8% last month, more than prognosticators had been saying they would. And that news came with a downward revision in retail sales for December, the all-important holiday season, as you know. That goes into the how consumers are feeling right now, do you suppose, blender, along with inflation, though coming down, still above where people had been hoping, and overall price levels stubbornly high. Put that in the blender, and out comes Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
Restaurant owner Judd Harris knows prices. At his two little griddle breakfast and lunch joints in Portland, Oregon, he's constantly monitoring what he has to spend for food and kitchen supplies and how much he can charge for menu items.
As far as pricing goes, it's been a bit of a roller coaster. Everything changes, like the market price of things like bacon and stuff. Recently, it has been very extreme.
At the grocery store, bacon now averages around $6.60 a pound, up 20% since the pandemic hit. Harris says his restaurant prices are up 20 to 50%. And even though lately he's seen price increases moderate, he still gets sticker shock when he shops for himself. As a consumer,
we're getting smoked out here. My personal finances, I mean, we do okay, but it's hard to go to the grocery store and be like, wow, is it really going to be $100 for these groceries that would have been so much less?
This difference between how consumers experience inflation and high prices is something economist Ulrika Malmendia studies at the University of California, Berkeley.
Consumer expectation will adjust to see that the rate of price changes will be slower. Now, that doesn't mean that consumers are not still wrestling with the high price levels.
This wrestling match is evident in consumer sentiment surveys. Nearly 40% of consumers say high prices are currently eroding their standard of living, a figure that's barely budged since inflation shot up in 2022, says Joanne Hsu at the University of Michigan.
Even though consumers have noticed inflation has slowed, they have also noticed the impact of those prices on their living standards is still pretty painful.
This is more painful because we tend to have an idealized notion of how low prices used to be, especially back when we were first forming our impressions of normal prices as young adults. This, says University of Chicago consumer psychologist Ayelet Fishback, is
a well-documented psychological phenomenon. We remember the past being rosier, easier, and cheaper than it was.
Fishback says we're nostalgic by nature and also not very good at calculating how prices and wages have both gone up over time.
The math is easier if you just look at the numbers and you don't compare it to your buying power. You remember the burger costing $1 and now it is $5. Specifically, we remember the low prices. We don't remember how much less money we made.
But if our buying power has not kept up, it's harder to get comfortable with the high prices we're now paying, says UC Berkeley economist Ulrika Malmendia.
Price changes in goods and services have to be in line with the changes in wages for people to be able to afford their monthly bills. So the big question in terms of how much consumers will be scarred is, did their wages adjust to these increased price levels?
And there is plenty of scarring, because through most of this recent bout of inflation, wages didn't keep up. For more than 2 years, the consumer price index rose significantly faster than average hourly earnings. Wages only started to outpace prices about 9 months ago.
For many consumers, the world is not back to normal, back to pre-inflation, because with their current income, they're not able to afford the consumption they were able to afford before that spike.
And that's one reason why, even as inflation fades, high prices are likely to keep really annoying consumers every time they go to get groceries or shop for a new car or pay the rent. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.